Listen carefully. Some of you have never heard this one before, I don't think. I don't know. We started on the edge. Yeah!
Yeah. Yeah, I'm positive.
Oh.
What?
My drum meter.
Where did it?
We've sung that one before. Soon as we get our breath here, we're going to sing the Winnebago flag song. And if you don't have the words to that, those words say, Wiwa Shichu ni Ahante e Ochehi Owe noyo. Shinachi Naki Jiwine. And that means something like the flag is having a hard time. American flag is having a hard time. So help out and stand up for it. Okay, we'll sing that next as soon as we get our breath here. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, the next is Dakota, really a Lakota war veteran song, and it says, Ia Shicha, Ya Ike Yukelo, Ia Shicha, Yah Ia Yukelo. And that's the only thing that's said in the first part of the song. And it means, German, your speech is sort of mumbly. And then the second part of the song, you just add Lakota Hokshila. In other words, Lakota Suboy, Lakota Hokshila, Ia Shicha, Yahia Yukelo. So it's not a hard song to learn, and there's not many words in it that are Lakota words. Here we go.
Bye.
edge of the drum.
Yeah. Ichava Witko, Ichashta Gainia. Okay.
So we moved that one. Okay, this is a song last year from Mankato, from the Makoto Dakota Wokik Suya Wachipi, you got rained out of. This is that one they sang in the evening that one fancy dancer, the whistle man, really liked. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah. Did I ever tell you gals how we got that song? Well, let's see. It was back in the early 60s. And, I had gone up to the forestry station. It was 1961. And I went up to the forestry station to go to school. And I wound up one weekend, on Saturday, I believe, going up to Bemidji to do my laundry. And in the process of being in Bemidji, which was about 45 miles from the forestry station, I wound up at Red Owl, or one of those big grocery stores. And when I came back out of the store, I saw an Indian gal that looked familiar to me. So I stopped to ask her where she was from, Red Lake, and so on and so forth. And then she says, "That's my husband sitting over in the car over there." I suppose she figured I was flirting with her, so I don't. But I went over to talk to him, and we get to talking a little bit, and I said, "What's your name?" And he says, "Are you Chippewa too?" He says, "No, I'm Sue from Fort Totten." I said, "Oh, what's your name? I know some of the people over there." He says, "My name's Pat Adams." I says, "Well, gee," I said, this was in 1961, and I said, "Back in 1951, you and Holly Little sat in an apartment in Minneapolis by the University of Minnesota with another guy and I and sang songs all evening." He says, "Oh yeah, I remember that. That's you, yeah." So we got to talking, and he invited me over to his house, and he sang a bunch of songs. And well, one of the songs he sang was this song that he just sung. What? So the next year, 1962, I came back with a woolen sack tape recorder that I had borrowed from the high school I taught at in Illinois. And Pat Adams was up at the Red Lake Chippewa powwow on the reservation, and I asked him, I was recording some of his songs, and I asked him if he would sing this particular song. Well, he said, "Yeah, but I can't." He says, "Because that's my wife's favorite song, and she won't let me sing it at any of the powwows." He says, "I can't sing that song unless, of course, you can get her permission." So I had to go to Florence and say, "Florence, would it be all right if Pat sang that song for me so I can record it? It's so pretty. I like it so much." And she said, "Yes," surprisingly. So he sang the song for me. That was in 62. That's how I got it. Now, 1963, I went back, and Pat Adams had gone back on the sauce. He was drinking again. He hadn't been drinking in years, but he went back to the sauce. About a year after that, he was in one of his drunken, miserable frames of mind, and he broke a beer bottle over his wife's head. She immediately fell over like she'd been hit with an axe. And this was in June of that year, and she was unconscious until September, before she ever came to. And she was partly paralyzed. She went around in a wheelchair. She had to learn to try to walk again. She had to learn to try to speak again. She was unable to speak. And of course, needless to say, she'd broken up with him then. He had a whole bunch of kids. Nice kids. I like the kids. I like Florence. Now, Pat has remarried, and he was singing with the Fort Kipp drum. The Fort Kipp drum out in Montana. But I don't know if some of his boys are still singing. They're grown up now. But I haven't heard from him recently. You know, maybe he died. He was a World War II veteran. He was in France. He got hit on the side of the face by shell fragments, tore up part of his face. And he was in bandages for a long time. He didn't know if he'd ever see again. His Sioux Indian name, his Dakota name, is Ehakahotonajin, which means a bull elk standing up and bugling.
Thank you. Hey!